Thank you for calling the tip line of the Shitty Wizard, the best place to hear hints, advice, and rumors about everyone's least favorite mage. This week's tips are for Shitty Wizard 2177, Atomic Knights. Oh no! Thanks to Sharon the Crone's hex, you find yourself in an alternate dimension and timeline where society never progressed past 1950s American aesthetics. And the only thing worse than the music, and the racism, is the bleak radioactive hellscape you're forced to quest through if you ever want to make your way back to Anuvin. You've entered Shitty Wizard 2177, Atomic Knights. While many of the creatures you'll battle in the wild are familiar, like bears, bugbirds, ants, anteaters, and ant shitters, the grim realities of mutation present themselves in interesting and horrifying ways. Take the Mucan, a cattle-like creature with the beak of a toucan and the body of a steer. You can recruit the Mucan as a companion, though they're not great in a fight. As a pack animal, however, they excel. And, because crafting plays an inexplicably large role in this game, you'll need their storage to schlep every spare piece of trash back to your camp on the slim chance you need it. In this game, every post-apocalyptic creature you encounter can be eaten. Depending on your playstyle, the Shitty Wizard can eat flesh raw with zero penalty, fulfilling many players' darkest fantasies. Alternately, some encampments allow you to make pemmican from the rancid flesh and poisonous berries you've collected. The safest option is to endear yourself to Randy, the world's richest man, by performing parlor tricks and winning his favor. He'll let you use his sous vide machine as well as his well-stocked pantry, which transforms even the gamiest of nether gnomes into tempting gnome pâté. Once the return portal to Anuvin has been opened, players will need to make an important decision. The Shitty Wizard can study and bring one concept from this timeline back with him, though the consequences might take years to manifest. Returning with nuclear fission could destroy the grim dragon Asmodeus once and for all. But, judging by this barren, squalor-pocked land, it may not be worth it. Instead, consider bringing back jazz. Dragons probably hate jazz, especially when performed on numerous poorly tuned hurdy-gurdies, and will flee the realm on their own. That's all for this week. Good luck from all of us at Low Cunning.